The measurement of traffic volumes and its composition, class, weight, and speed, is a basic function of highway planning and management. Often, this information takes the form of annual average daily traffic, average daily traffic, design hour volume traffic, or other measures used for specialized roadway use evaluation. When work zones with access and egress locations are planned, observing and recording site conditions and traffic patterns prior to setting up work zones is necessary to account for traffic levels, peak period volumes, truck traffic, lane usage, or potential crash areas and conditions. An important measure to help mitigate the increased risk of conflicts between construction vehicles entering and exiting work zones and motorists traveling the roadway is the hourly traffic flow. This chart shows low traffic flows, less than 250 vehicles per hour from 11 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock a.m., with peaks above 2,000 vehicles per hour at 7 o'clock a.m. and from 3 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. These variations need to be accounted for when designing work zone access and egress. A simple average will not work. In addition, if the work zone is of long duration, day of week and seasonal adjustments may be needed. Understanding the hourly traffic flow on the roadway can influence the delivery and hauling schedule in the work zone. It can also help determine how the access and egress to the work zone is designed. For example, can a traffic lane be reserved for access and egress, or must it be built from the shoulder or other right-of-way access? Understanding traffic flow can also help mitigate problems associated with construction vehicle acceleration and deceleration when interacting with traffic lanes.